I'm finna tell you how it is in the hood. See, cause in the hood, everybody's a target.
Nah, I ain't like that. I'm gonna tell you the real deal what it goes on in the hood. See, in the hood, most of us won't reach the age of 21.
Happy birthday, homie.
For me?
Yeah. Happy birthday, homeboy.
For me?
Yeah. Make a wish.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
I own a pocket.
All right, dogs. This is liquor license. I'm doing a quick one today because bouncing tomorrow, go to Florida for my birthday. Thank you. If you want to send birthday gifts, that's cool. Gonna be the big 3-5, which is, well, that's a crazy kind of age, I guess. By now I thought I would have had like a 9-year-old kid and a fucking job, and instead I help out at a liquor store and, you know, have someone who doesn't refer to me as their boyfriend. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. But I got stuff to discuss here. No guests, no nothing. Solo dolo. The way some of you like it.
Luke!
Sorry, he's not here. I wish he was. Hang on, I'm gonna turn off this AC. Why does AC gotta be so fucking loud? Why can't... Central air conditioning probably came out in the 60s, yet we gotta have these fucking wall units.
Hear it?
All right. So I'd sit here and fucking sweat till I bleed because the goddamn AC unit's so fucking loud. Okay. Speaking of which, segue. I felt like so emasculated again this week in Brennan's emasculation. Luke has been saying that we needed to change the filter, get a new air conditioner, what have you, because this fucking apartment is a sweatbox. It is, we should start charging Native American people to come in and have like a sweat thing and say hymns or prayers, whatever they do. Ugh. So I have one in my room, which actually works quite well. It cools down the room, and then we have one in living room. Most of you already know this. So I call them and I asked if they could come take a look because the check filter light was going on. And I'm like, oh, well, that's why it's not cooling down. You know, obviously, okay, if we need a new filter, then, you know, that'll make all the difference in the world.
Wrong.
The guy comes in. I mean, they have to. The old place was Henry Hill's fucking air conditioning. Then he had us. He said we should just put it on top of the box and turn it on. So you remember that story. But we pay a good amount of money. Obviously, it's Los Angeles. You know, when. It's like, fuck it, man. If something's wrong, come fix it. All right? Like, nah. You know, this ain't Henry Hill. This is an actual company. Like, I send an email, I don't know, every 2 weeks to these jerk-offs about things that aren't working. Like, okay, fuck, we haven't even lived here a year. And I would say it was, we had bugs. This one's called bugs. Luke's shower, his toilet, his drain, the fucking garbage disposal, my shower again, which I got to call about, whatever. So they send out a guy to do this. Now, I don't know why the apartment manager can't do this. What does he get paid for? What does he do? Why can I not get this job? That's all I got to say. All right. I seen the guy. He's like 26 years old. One of those fake Mexican mohawk type deals. Gauges in his ears, tattoos. And he has another job because I hear him out there all the time talking about it. He lives like right downstairs from me to the side, so I can hear the guy. And most of the time, it's just him and his like big fat Samoan friend.
Samoans doing the Humpty Hump.
Like hanging out, getting blazed. And I'm like, okay, well, you get a free apartment and money, man. So, all right, so I'm not going to bore you with the details of that. But, so they have to send somebody out. This is what the guy does. I'm not, and this is like an older gentleman who was, I want to say, British. All right. He could have been Australian, South African, whatever have you. Would, you know, that dialect. And he pulls the filter out, which is like pulling out a CD of your car, washes it in the sink, puts it back. He's like, okay, you're good for 6 months. And I just was like, oh, why can't I? I could have just done that. Like, this guy's just leaving like, what a fucking pussy, man. This guy, he's having me come here to do that. He has to put like little, this is what they do. I'll give him credit. They put little like booties on their shoes before they come into your house. Not that our house is immaculate by any means. And they come through and, you know, they got these little white booties on. They walk around and, they, you know, they ask you questions. He was in and out. I'm not even, this isn't even an exaggeration. 35 seconds. And I looked at him and I was like, yeah, I put my head down and felt like a complete non-male. Definitely a emasculating experience for the old Brandon. But, oh, okay, now I know how to do it. So I could do it the next time, you know. Now, the shower door is completely fucked, all right? I got to keep... Okay. Luke, you're listening, you're not... It's fine. He's got a way better bathroom than me. All right. Which I'm not going to bitch about because I got the bigger room. I got a motherfucking couch in my room. I got a walk-in closet. Whatever. All right. I got AC. Yo, I'm living the high life. I'm totally fine.
Back in the high life again.
But my bathroom fucking sucks. All right. Everything is close. The sink, the toilet, the shower stall. That's what it is. It's a fucking shower stall from a middle school. It sucks. It fucking sucks. I hate, and I'm a big, like, I want to have like a refreshing shower. I want to have, you know, this is my time to get ready today. I want to have a fucking bath if I want to have one. Nah, not in here. Not in here. I'm going to measure it. All right. I'm going to say it's like 4 feet by 4 feet square with a shitty fucking glass door, an awful shower head. And it's already kind of fucked up. But again, we moved in. They couldn't redo the place because then we'd pay like a lot more money. But the one that I bought for our old apartment was one of those shower heads that you can pull off and, you know, fucking get your undercarriage and shit like that. This one is just a, you know, it's stable. It moves maybe like a quarter of an inch one way or the other. I've just dealt with it because I don't want to go spend $90 on another fucking shower head. And Luke deserves it. I don't care. Like, you use it, man. The good one that I bought before. So now with the door, so the door is like this plexiglass door that like shuts almost like a vacuum seal, like Tree Man's car doors. If you guys didn't know, 70s Mercedes, when you unlock them, they have a vacuum seal. And I don't know what that does, but he likes to talk about it. he had it fixed before he left. And I was like, okay, not a big deal. Now it's totally off its hinge. All right, like it's fucked. So what I have to do every day I take a shower is push the thing the quarter of an inch over the fucking shower head. I know this is fascinating radio, guys, but I'm telling you, I got to push it so it hits the far wall. Because if not, if I get a sprinkle on my shoulder, on my left shoulder, it's going to pour onto my bathroom floor and there'll be a flood. All right, because it's happened. So now what I have to do is daily lay down two fucking towels just in case a little bit of water gets out there. All right, so I burn through two towels. All right, I can't take the shower that I want to take. All right, this is such fucking white person problems. I apologize. At the same time, I pay the fucking money. Let's go. Get this shit fixed. All right? Enough with this fucking door. I want to fucking take it and throw it off the goddamn balcony. But besides that, guys, hey, everything's going good. Hopefully that paints a picture of what it's like for Brandon to take a shower. I used to like to luxuriate and take my time and have the radio on. Now it's like, I almost like dread taking a shower. I'm like catching beads off like the right side of the thing. Like, okay, I got a little bit of water on my arm here. It's terrible. It's probably when I'm fucking breaking out again. God damn it. Because it's fucking, all right. Let it go. See, I run too long in my stories. You guys get bored. Tiny right now, letting it go. Let's hope it gets fixed. And there is another birthday coming up soon. Again, if you don't know, but Mr. Cedric is going to be 12 years old. I don't know what that is in chinchilla years. I don't know if they even have a calculation for that, but he's an old fuck and he still shits like a goddamn fiend. And, I actually changed up his food. And I got him some new stuff that is better for, his brain, his heart, all that kind of stuff. Like the shit that they give old people. But he's doing okay. I had him out the other day, and he's becoming more docile. Like, as a chinchilla, when I first got him, he was all over the place. He wouldn't really, play around with you. But now he's just, he's almost like Dr. Evil's hairless cat, he can just kind of chill and we could watch TV together and then kiss and I go to sleep. sorry. I did get my first birthday present. V-Ron got me tickets to go see Big Trouble in Little China, which is a screening. Am I saying a lot? Yeah, it sounds like. And the Culver City Arclight. So anybody who wants to go down there, I want to say it's the 14th, but I could be totally wrong, of August. Let's go. Let's do it up. Big Trouble in China, one of my favorite movies of all time. And sorry, guys. What I'm doing right now is I'm pacing because I'm trying to find my phone for my talking points that I don't have. Oh, okay. You're right. Fuck it. So this leads me to, which, if anything in this show history, Looking Good Radio, Live from the 405, the liquor license, fucking third string all-stars, Dear Mr. Fantasy, anything leads me to a stinger, it should be Tales from the Liquor Store. All right? I'm not going to make it because I'm a lazy fuck, but I'm saying, if anything should have a stinger, that's what it is. I'm going to go sit outside because it's hot as tits out. And I don't care how loud it is. Let's hope there's no fucking kids. All right. Let's just hope there's hot babes with no fucking bikini tops on. Just fucking with their butt cheeks out. And there's not. Okay. Alrighty. Sorry, guys. This is the daily life of what I do. God damn, there ain't nobody around. All right. So, again, since I'm all over the place, this is Tales from the Liquor Store. So I get a guy. Now, some of these you've heard. Some are rehashed, I understand. But I guess I haven't worked 9 days straight in, you know, in a couple months. So working that many hours, you start to get, you pick up on more things, you know? Hold for plane. All right. First, my boss, number one, okay, look at, I love the guy. So if you're, I mean, listen, I have my fucking podcast cards sitting at the place that I help out at. And I'm about to say something bad about the person. So again, this is just the unraveling of Brandon as always, where I should just not say any of this, but you know what? Fuck it. What are we in? Let me see here. My good fellows, 15 minutes. Mark it. This could be the next firing of Brandon. The guy is a two-handed kind of person. I don't know what his sign is, what his thing is. He'll give you a compliment and then back it up by, but I need you to do this. Or he'll say, dude, you really can't do this, but you're doing a great job. Okay, that's the kind of person that he is. And, like, okay, I'll give you an example. He knows that I'm working from Friday till in about 2 hours when I go in. I worked 4 days and 58 hours. Now, a lot of you say, hey, a lot of people do that. Okay, good for you. Keep doing it. Please, wish I had a regular job. But putting in that many hours of nothing, okay, it gets on you after a little bit. So he calls me. This is like late. It's after like I close, so it's like midnight. He goes, listen, man, I don't want you to work too many hours. I don't want you to be burnt out. And I said, oh, okay, I understand. I'm like, I'm going on vacation, so I don't mind doing these hours now so that I can get, you know, some extra cash in the long run for vacation, for whatever, travel purposes. He's like, okay, that's fine, but if you need it, just let me know. Not 2 minutes later do I get a text. Yo, you think you come in 2 hours early today? I'm like, yeah, of course I can. But it's like, you just told me I should take a day off. I don't need to work these hours. And then this. Okay. Which leads me to this story. So Fantasy Five guy. All right. Fantasy Five guy, which I have no clue what his name is. Nor do I ever want to know, to be honest with you. Fantasy Five is a lotto. There's like fucking seven of them. I'm not talking a scratcher. It's one of those ones like you got to fill out or you take a, what they call a quick pick. Sorry if you're not a lotto person. But I think it plays every day. And he comes in and the minute I see his gold 1989 Mercedes pull in, I'm like, all right, well, let's get ready for it. And in my head, I already started thinking, like, okay, what kind of, like, snappy, dicky things can I say to this guy? Which I shouldn't be doing, obviously. But nobody else that works there has a problem with this guy except for me. There is complete assholes who come in and are way, way fucking worse. All right? So mind you, there is. But this guy, for some reason, gets underneath my skin. I have no clue why. His wardrobe of choice is either some, I know I've talked about this, but I'm going to rehash it. Some type of Patti LaBelle, Luther Vandross t-shirt or like a wife beater, like a colored wife beater, like a green one or like a gray one. And he's like an in-shape dude, but he's got a terrible mustache. Like he kind of looks like Apollo Creed Jungle Brother. Okay, like anyways. So he comes in. And now I'm like, all right, this guy is obviously fucking with me. So I'm going to fuck with him. You fuck with me. Now it's a must that I fuck with you. Sorry. So I know that he's not going to just do one ticket. Okay. He's got... Guys, I'm sorry. This is going to be lavish. But okay. Just hang with me for a second here. Fantasy Five is $1 per ticket. If you want to go play at your local 7-Eleven. Remember, get a Fantasy Five ticket. It's $1, whatever. You could win, I don't know, $100,000. He's got $5 in his hand, so I know he's going to play five. But this is what he does. Let me get one Fantasy Five. Now, what you don't understand is there's two different machines. All right, like the lotto machine is not connected to the actual cash register. All right, so to do a transaction, I got to do two different transactions. All right, and they got to be spot on. So I really have to watch myself when I do this. Okay, so every time I'm like, bud, why don't you just get all five up front. I was finally blunt with him. I was going to do an impression right there. I decided against it. Good for me. There's no need for that. And he's like, nah, man, you don't understand. Fantasy, it's fixed. The lottery machine is fixed. I said, okay. You're telling me that gambling and the lottery are fixed. Okay. I mean, no shit. So, as always, he gets his ticket and he goes, nah, man, give me one more. Give him one more. Got to go to one machine. Got to go back to the other machine. Put in the money. Give him the ticket. Nah, man, give me one more. He ends up getting five fucking tickets. And I just say to him, I go, what? Sir, why do you even play? Why do you even, like, because I was just, I'm comfortable enough where, like, I'm not a dick, okay? I mean, I am, but I'm saying is in this guy's world, we've known each other for 4 months, and I can be this way. I said, why don't you just get all five, like, up front? You know? And then just take a gamble on it. He goes, nah, man. That's how the lottery's fixed. Now, mind you, I've never seen this guy win $1. This guy has never won $1. But he has the entire lottery system figured out. He's like fucking Michael Keaton and Ray Dong Chong in The Squeeze. Good shout-out, by the way. Take a look. If you guys never saw that movie, it's like, I don't know, from 87. It's called The Squeeze. It's about fixing the lottery. And I hope it's Ray Dong Chong. Well, whatever. Michael Keaton's in it, so it's a fucking good movie. And now, like I said, okay, so it's my third day in a row, and now I'm kind of bored. So he starts getting into the politics of the lottery, and I'm like, you know what? I want to listen to this. I'm curious to hear what this gentleman has to say. And again, this motherfucker, he's cut up, dude. He's like probably fucking 55, you know, black don't crack. And I'm like, I'm just in my head, I'm like, what does this guy do? Like he buys Fantasy Five and then what does he do? Just go pump weights and wait for the numbers to get called? I don't know. I know I'm spending too much time with Fantasy Five guy, but fuck him. No, one more, man. One more. No, this ain't good. One more. So he explains to me that if you pull a certain amount of numbers, it's like a theorem that he put together. And again, I ask him, well, sir, if that's the idea, why haven't you been a big winner? He goes, nah, man, they only let people win in small towns. They don't let the big towns win. Because in that way, in the small towns, they keep spending the money. All right, at the same time, that sounds like a terrific point. But I don't think that it's the truth. But maybe I'm brainwashed. I don't know. But again, I'm playing into this with this guy. So, all right. Enough of Fantasy Five guy. Damn. Let me get a drink of water. Since everyone's so fascinated by all these wonderful customers and people that I know, Scratcher Lady also, now, this is what, it's like one of those days, it could have been a fine, it was, today was a good day, mom make a breakfast, no hog. We're like, nice and easy, somebody comes in every 92 seconds. Okay, cash them out, talk, bullshit, okay, see you later. But I just get, like, the bad one after the bad one, okay? And I had my three all in a row. And so, like, by 5 o'clock, my, like, nerves were, like, shot. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not a drug guy, because I would go sniff something or shoot something. Scratcher Lady, probably, I'm going to give her 48. She's not terrible looking. She looks like she teaches a knitting class and or home ec in ninth grade. Okay, feel me? So, and has a bunch of cats. She definitely comes off as a cat person. Maybe not. Maybe she's too OCD clingy. She comes in with a motherfucking gallon-sized Ziploc bag full of scratchers. All right. Now, I hate that I'm spending this much time, but guys, this is what I do with my time, so you're going to have to deal with it. I apologize. What's going on over there? So, when you... Does anybody even fucking care for me to bother with the story? All right. When you buy a fucking stupid scratcher, anybody cross country, the world, you know, you get the scratcher. Now, the new thing is, not new, but within the past 10 years, there's a barcode. The barcode is what scans and tells you if you win. A lot of people, they don't even do the fucking ticket. They don't even have, like, the fun part of, like, oh, did I match sevens? No. They go right for the barcode. So this lady, she goes through the fucking trash and finds scratchers. I don't know if it's just at the place in Studio City or other places. But like I said, she came in with a gallon-sized bag of Ziplocs and sat there and scanned, because there's a little machine that scans every scratcher. And she's doing this for, without exaggeration, half an hour. Okay. Out of the thousands of tickets that she scanned, she won $30. Comes back and just makes noises. It's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get that green. And I'm just like, okay. Well, ma'am, which one would you like? You know? I'm telling you, she makes money. So she goes from one side of the store to the other. I've told this before. Stands on the other side of the store and then scratches over there. And now gets $20. Takes $20, buys 20 more, goes out to her car, scratches them there, comes back in. It's a very habitual thing. And she's a habitual line stepper. All right? And people who play the lottery, I get it. I have played the lottery with my liver, with my lungs, with my penis, a lot. I understand. So if your vice is it's spending money on a piece of paper that has numbers that you have no control over, hey, that's what you want to do. But in my mind, fuck you. And fuck Chino XL. All right. Lastly, but not leastly, because right now everybody's riveted. It's like you're listening to The Shadow in 1928 next to the radio. What's he going to say next? I can't wait. I can't wait for this third person he's going to talk about. All right, this is a weird one. Not that the other two aren't weird. Fantasy Five Guy and Scratcher Lady, they're weird. This lady comes in and she's got awful tattoos. Late 40s. Just like a dragon snake tattoo. Sorry, Luke, I didn't mean it like that. Barbed wire. Sorry, Brandon, I didn't mean it like that. But just awful and like lips stained with wine. Just black hair that was obviously dyed. Looks like she could be like a part of a coven. I don't know. But she always has a yoga bag and some kind of funny ha-ha t-shirt that describes got yoga or some kind of shit like that. So I'm assuming she instructs yoga or goes to yoga class. But again, you can't just say like, hey, so you a yoga instructor? I mean, I guess you could. Yeah, I'm fucking totally wrong. You absolutely could just say that, but I don't. She always gets two separate purchases. All right, she has like a satchel. And then she has her yoga bag with her mat and shit in it. And she uses two different credit cards to make purchases. Now, both purchases include wine. So I'm like, okay. Well, if you're the one drinking the wine, why not just put it on one card? But hey, maybe she's buying it for somebody else. Okay. This is what gets me to her other purchases are always eye drops and baby oil. I've never sold baby oil to anyone ever than this lady. The only reason we have stock of baby oil is because of this lady. So, okay, just in a fun way, I think that she goes and gives happy endings. Write it down. I mean, I wouldn't want one from her. I'm not saying she's terrible, but would you want a happy ending from your mother? No, that would be gross. This is what this lady looks like. So, with awful tattoos, picture your mother right now with bad eye makeup, awful tattoos, giving you a happy ending. Who's paying for that? I don't know. Sorry. But, and she puts one in one bag, one in another bag, and then just leaves. Every day, like clockwork. Then I realize, beating it, that there's a lot of those neuromassage videos. Do you guys know what that is? That's like all oil shit and they do it on some kind of fucking floaty you put in the pool so the oil doesn't get all over the goddamn place. And the chick rubs her tits and her ass all up and down your body and then ends up blowing you and you blast in her face. I mean, that's how the videos go. I'm sorry to be crude, but that's kind of what happens. So I'm kind of curious if this lady does that. But for the amount of baby oil, her skin is very dry. What the fuck is baby oil even for? And why is it called baby oil? Write me. Let me know. I have no clue. I don't know as a baby if I even use baby oil. All right. Sorry, guys. Let me make sure. Okay. That will end the liquor store 65 minutes. I never told this story, and I thought I did, but Luke said no, but his memory is about as good as a fucking elephant's. Wait, or don't elephants have terrific memories? I don't. Again, I don't look these things up, and as I should. I did get an invite to the Playboy Mansion. One time, How long ago was this? 2009. I want to say. I went to work, and this guy, he was like, if anybody out there remembers, he looked like John Pagonis. Rest in peace. Pour one out for you. But he was way more annoying. He played fucking Mega Touch and fucking pinball. And he would come in. He'd spend a shit house full of money. Like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, who spends like, you know, $25 on pinball? I don't know. So the sign should have been there. This guy's a weirdo. But, you know, I kind of let it go, let's say. But he says that he's got all these contacts. And now the guy drives a good car, and he, every time like Slash would come in, they would talk and stuff. I'm like, okay, so this guy must be something, I guess. But he says he's at the Playboy Mansion a lot. And I'm like, okay, bullshit, dude. And then this is it, like the advent of the iPhone. He pulls up pictures. And he starts, so I'm like, okay, this motherfucker was at the Playboy Mansion. Okay, good for you. Okay, Playboy Mansion, Denzel's going to go to. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So at the time, there was like three other people working with me that were all, not close, but we knew this guy. And so we said, well, dude, could you ever like get us in? And he goes, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, does tomorrow work for you? Please. And he says, no, just listen, I got six passes for, fuck that. I got eight passes for the Midsummer Night's Dream party, which is like the big deal at the Playboy Mansion. If any of you know, you know, it's like they're huge, huge, huge party. And I'm like, yes. I don't care. I'll put whoever in the list. So he comes in the next day and he's got like his fucking laptop out. He goes, okay, I need like full names, first and last names. And I want to say at the time I talked to Gumball and she wanted to go, but whatever. Girls are into girls. We can get into that some other time. All right. Like if it was the Playgirl Mansion, like I wouldn't want to go. You know, anyways, so, he takes that, and there's like six of us, and then we need like two more. So, I think I had a Kredir, who you heard in the last episode, big nasty fucking bitch with back fat, and then, somebody else. No, fuck it. Doesn't matter. So I put him on the list. He's like, okay, I'm going to come back on Tuesday. It was like a fucking club going up on a Tuesday. It was a Thursday, and the party was on a Thursday. So I have to fucking ask off from work to go to this Playboy party. But fuck it. I'm doing it. All right. If that's what this is, I'm fucking doing it. Doing it well. sorry, I got a lot of those today, guys. So I'm waiting on Thursday, or I'm sorry, on Tuesday for the dickhead to come back with the tickets. He doesn't come. Well, he comes on Wednesday. And I'm like, homie, where do you got the tickets? Now, we're all kind of like excited and waiting on this. And he goes, yeah. He's like, I got them at home. We'll just all meet here on Thursday and we'll all just drive up together. I'm like, okay, sounds good. Thursday, I should have seen this coming. This is such a naive, stupid Brandon thing. All right. Thursday comes, he doesn't show, but I get the address for the fucking Playboy Mansion. And he texts me and he's like, hey, just meet me there. Say you're on, I don't know what the fuck this guy's name was. It seriously was 8 years ago. Let's say Rick. So we get to the Playboy Mansion, in front of it. And I'm like, okay, we're rolling six deep. Two people couldn't make it. I'm like, we're with Rick. You know, he said it was plus six. They're like, no, we got no Rick here. I'm like, well, he said he had our tickets, but he had them on him. So can I go find him? And they're like, no, sir. You know, which I get. I mean, I just, any asshole can go do that. That cocksucker never once showed his face again. Never once again. So, number one, I don't know if he photoshopped those goddamn pictures or what, but he never, ever, ever showed his face in the next 8 years that I was at that company. Fuck that guy. Fuck him in his ass. You know what, dude? You got my fucking hopes up. It was the Midsummer Night's Dream party. Like, obviously the chicks all dress hot and all the guys are supposed to wear, like, white. I fucking bought, like, a white sports jacket. I look like Don Johnson, fat. I look like Don Johnson now. And this motherfucker, oh, I would kill, I wouldn't kill, guys, I don't want to kill anybody. But fuck that guy. Fuck him right in his ass. I mean, you can't promise some kind of shit like that and not follow through. You know? That's like Luke's conundrum with Friday. I mean, how many more times can you promise that he's going to fuck this chick and it just doesn't come to fruition? And Luke, sorry, I feel bad for you, buddy. I understand. Sorry, so that was my Playboy Mansion story. I told you I was done with the liquor store shit, but fuck it. I got one more. This girl comes in. Girl, I don't know, she's probably fucking 27. And she's probably the hottest woman I maybe have ever seen in person. Like, I'm not even, like, I've been to strip clubs, was almost at the Playboy Mansion. I'm saying, like, it's unbelievable. And number one, she knows it. All right, there's certain girls who can hide it. And they don't think, like, they're ugly ducklings. Nah. This girl was, like, primed to be hot. Has always been hot. Like, let's take a guess. Let's say 34 C tits. Six-pack. Big, bulging, perfect ass. Perfect tan. Dark hair, blue eyes. I mean, guys, is there anything else that we're looking for? Plus, wearing yoga pants. You know I'm not a fan of. This time I was. And a sports bra. That's it. And this is the third time in a row I saw her. And I almost can't help her. And not only that. Like, who does she go fuck? Like, LeBron James? I mean, for fuck's sake. And why are you coming in to get 2 protein bars and a water every day? I mean, goddamn, honey. Like, don't you have, like, a handler? And in my head, I'm like, there's no... Listen, would I love to go, you know, nail a chick like that? Sure. The chances of that are zero, you know? It's not going to happen. So, like, I turned to that Brandon weird phase where I just treat them like shit. Like they're a fucking bum off the street. I don't know why I do that, but I've done it for years now. If a very... beautiful girl that I can tell knows that they're beautiful, I'll treat them like shit. I don't know if it's like, because you always hear like, oh, well, girls don't want to be treated this way. And this, but no. Fuck you, lady. You probably get treated great everywhere you go. I'm going to treat you like shit. Remember me, motherfucker. The weird looking out the beard. You know what, fuck, you know what this guy did at the store today? He didn't even look at me. All right. I don't want to look at you. I'm going to come in my fucking pants, you idiot. Don't have your tits out and a perfect ass on you. Ugh, sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm going to go back to what Kradir said. Some of the shit that we say on the Looking Good Radio umbrella of Network Podcast Time 7, we could be derogatory towards women.
Amanda?
Sorry. I know. And truth be told, Kadir had a good point. You got to at one point grow up and realize that women are beautiful. You know, there's a reason that Gumball would want to go to the Playgirl Mansion because you see a beautiful woman, you do. Guys aren't. Guys are fucking scumbag pigs, garbage. Like, if you said, yo, I'll give you $100 to like paint a picture of Luke naked. Nah. Believe me, I need $100. I ain't doing it. And Luke, you're in good shape, buddy. So I'm not saying anything bad against you. I don't need to see dick. I do in porno. That just ruined my entire argument. But I'm saying is that, no, there are beautiful women. And I'm starting to notice, too, that, like, it's not all about the way you present yourself or look. It's more about the attitude, you know? And that must be me getting older or a maturity issue. I don't know, one or the other. But what I'm saying is, and again, maybe because I'm dating someone who's in their 30s. So, and I like, you know, hey, all my friends can't stand her. My roommate can't stand her. I'm sure her parents and friends can't stand her. I like her. But maybe that's what I like about her. I don't know. But I'm saying is like these prissy, you know, 11 out of 10s that walk around with high heels and their ass cheeks hanging out. Like, have you ever had to work for something? And I'm sorry that I wasn't born with a six pack. Yo, there's enough hot dudes, good looking fucking pieces of shit out there that like, you know, it's just kind of given to them. You can't be mad about that. That's genetics. That's God. That's whatever you want to call it. But you got to appreciate people for who they are. All right. So my feminist listeners out there, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Because I do. You know, I appreciate people. Not guys. I don't appreciate guys. They're fucking trash. Sorry, guy listeners, which is 99.99% of our listening audience. But no, I don't know. I do. Kadir said that I listened back to the episode and it had not a profound effect on me, but a thought. Like, fuck, man. You know, like somebody came in that I normally would be like, well, this kind of dumpy fat fucking pig came in, but her face kind of like, but I didn't think that. I was just like, oh, that's a very attractive lady. And, you know, that looks like she's having a great time buying mango swishers to roll up joints and go get baked. Okay. That's what she's doing. Do her thing. I don't need to call her a pig in my head or on this fucking show. I'm sorry. Nobody said it, guy. Listen, this isn't a fucking PSA for Brandon against pigs. No, I'm not saying that. All right? BAP. That might be a new, like, thing. But I'm just saying is that I got Kradir's point. You know? Maybe you guys didn't because you couldn't fucking hear him. Because the goddamn guy has a fucking microphone in his asshole as we're talking the whole time. Sorry, Kradir. Don't kill me with one of your guns you threw away. Besides, I hope this trip goes well. There's no reason for me to have a vacation. I've been unemployed for 3.5-4 months. And I don't deserve a vacation. It's not going to really be a vacation. It's going to be just nonstop the whole time. But maybe it'll be a chance to clear my head to push forward. I mean, I don't know what to do, guys. You know, I really try every day to do, resumes, this, that. The one thing I'm not doing is writing again, but, you know, that's been the case for the past 9 years, so it doesn't matter. I want to start writing again. I want to start being more creative, you know, and I kind of like have all the time in the world to do it. But like, I don't know. I don't know if you're out there and you're a creative person, whether you paint or play music, the less amount of time you have to do that, the better you are at it. You know, I hate to keep bringing them up, but like the funniest shit Luke has ever written, has been when he's the busiest at work. And he like furiously fucking puts it down. The dumbest shit he's ever written is when he's dead at work. So now it just seems like a chore or something to do. So obviously for myself right now, if I were to write something, it just would be monotonous and silly. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should take a painting. There is no painting and music were not my thing. You know, I could shoot a little bit of hoops. I could bowl, I can golf once in a while. Yo, painting. Fucking music. No, no. Anybody who has any kind of a musical talent, an artistic talent, good for you. I don't care what it is, like, good for you. So, well, fuck, I went longer than I thought. And I'm about, I don't know, maybe 3 pounds lighter because of how much sweat I had. Oh, Jesus. What was that, Bill Burr? I woke. Should I even tell this fucking story? Okay. So, I come home last night, and a friend stops by, and we have a couple drinks, and yes, Brandon's back in the wagon, or off the wagon, whatever you want to call it. Not hardcore, just once in a while. You know, I had like fucking 2 beers. Okay. I wake up at like 7 o'clock, and I'm like drenched, and I'm like, I fucking piss myself. This is disgusting. What the fuck happened? And I'm getting nervous. I'm looking at WebMD. Why would this happen? No. Brandon's a fucking retard. And he sets his Yeti mug of water next to the iPad that I was going to beat it to and decided not to. And the fucking Yeti... If you don't know what a Yeti is, it's like a big fucking tumbler that you can put water, coffee in, whatever you want. I put my water in it. It keeps the ice longer, whatever. Go buy Yeti products. They're going to be a new sponsor in 2 years. The whole fucking thing spilled over the bed. But I seriously had a good 35 to 45 seconds of, I pissed myself. I'm not happy with this. Then I had to do the embarrassing thing of, okay, well, I'm going to smell my shorts and the sheets. And of course, no, it wasn't piss. It was Chris. He was here hanging out. Sorry. Bad one. No. So yeah, it was just spilt water. But holy fuck, did I think I pissed myself. That would have been the end of it for me. That just would have been like, lock up, throw away the key. Brand's pissing himself now. Get him some Depends. Tony Siragusa endorses them. Just get those. But besides that, I don't know if this is a downer of a podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know I talk about like the place, the liquor store a lot, and I ramble. But isn't that kind of the point? I mean, really? No. I should have some good stories from Florida. I got a bunch planned. Actually, this time it's not a sit around, fucking drink 12 Busch Lights a day kind of thing. No, we got shit going on, so it should be fun. And I'm looking forward to not working 12-hour shifts serving people booze for a couple days at least. All right, yo, if you're out there and you know someone who needs a good worker, holler back at a player. Right? And don't tell them that I said this, but fuck your faces.
There. what to say.